Many Americans are having a hard time making ends meet. People are having a hard time finding work, keeping a job. Earnings are down. Families are having a hard time making their mortgage payments or providing food for their children. And in this context, my book, Out of Reach, talks about how we help working poor Americans. And the answer is actually surprising. The popular impression is that we help people primarily through cash assistance programs, welfare, the Earned Income Tax Credit, food stamps. But it turns out actually that we provide much more assistance through social service programs, programs that help people find a job or keep a job, programs that help people address barriers to employment or access childcare. For every dollar in welfare cash assistance, welfare being a very controversial and particularly salient cash assistance program, for every dollar in welfare assistance that we provide, we spend about $15 in social service programs. And many of those are provided through nonprofit organizations, even though they're funded by government agencies. The recession is going to pose some challenges for the safety net. There's going to be greater demand for assistance, and we already see that in our communities. But one of the ironies of the safety net today is that just as demand increases, resources for anti-poverty programs decreases. And this is particularly true in social service programs, where public funding and private funding decrease right at the moment when need expands. In my state, Illinois, we're facing roughly a $3 billion deficit, and there's a lot of pressure on the governor and the state legislature to cut tens of millions of dollars from programs that serve poor adults and poor children. And at the same time, foundations and philanthropies are finding their endowments shrinking, and they're facing the real possibility of giving less to social service agencies, agencies that help poor people. And private donors are facing the same challenges as they want to give, but are having a harder time finding room in their budgets to give. In Out of Reach, we interviewed agencies, about 1,500 nonprofit and government agencies, in the years following the recession at the early part of this decade. And what we found is that many of them were experiencing some tough times. Actually, about 40%, anywhere from 30 to 40% of the agencies we contacted were no longer operational or were no longer offering the programs that were listed in community directories. And often it was due to funding problems. Of the agencies that were still operational, some 1,500, about 20% reported lost revenues from a particular source in the previous year or two. And of those agencies, most had to cut staff, clients, or expand waiting lists, and even some had to temporarily shut down. So the recession had a pretty profound effect on the social service components of the safety net. One of the challenges is that cash assistance programs often will expand to meet need, but social service programs don't, and you see that pretty clearly in the book. One of the challenges of providing social services today is that we can mail people welfare checks or earned income tax credit checks, but you can't mail people job training or substance abuse. And so where service providers are located really matters. In the survey, we asked people where they were located and tried to match that up to where poor people lived. And what we found were evidence of pretty significant mismatches. If you lived in a poor neighborhood where the poverty rate was over 20%, you had access to 30 to 40% fewer service opportunities than if you were to live in a low poverty neighborhood. And it was even more profound if you looked at race differences. If you lived in a predominantly black or Hispanic neighborhood, you had access to about half as many service opportunities as someone who lived in a predominantly white neighborhood. And those mismatches are really important because it makes it difficult for people in need to access help. Many poor families don't have access to cars or reliable automobile transportation, and to cover great distances to go to a job training provider or to a substance abuse provider is going to be difficult with all the other trips and commutes you have between home, childcare, and work. Access really matters quite a bit in how people get and receive help in our safety net. Well, there's lots of things we can do to shore up these gaps and instabilities in our safety net. In fact, really, if you think about it, a healthy safety net is really critical to emerging from this recession. Without agencies and programs that help people find and keep jobs, it's going to be hard for us to emerge from this economic downturn. And if we're to do that, we need to maintain our public commitments to social service programs. There's a lot of temptation and pressure to cut social service programs in recessionary periods or periods of budget deficits. But we need to resist those temptations and maintain our commitments. Part of that's because not only does it make it difficult for people to get help today, But because the cuts destabilize the nonprofits on which the safety net depends, it'll make it harder for people to get help next year when they need it. And then finally, I think the book emphasizes, and I emphasize, the importance of maintaining our private commitments to the safety net. We give about $250 billion a year and tens of millions of volunteer hours to nonprofits, but a very small percentage of that goes to agencies that help poor people. And if we're going to strengthen our safety net, we need to strengthen it at the through our private efforts and our private commitments, donations, volunteerism, and advocacy. And in that way, we'll strengthen the private safety net and help it endure and meet the needs of today and tomorrow.